Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, only six songs left this hour. You better get in line if you want one. Six songs. There's a flash sale going on. It's your B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE.
Oh, how engaging and charismatic of you.
QVC might not exist in a couple of months.
I got to be honest, I didn't know they still existed.
So remember back in the day?
Oh, yes.
24/7, you could turn it on. They're selling knives. They're selling ladders. They're selling everything.
And it's always this like over charismatic, like super happy.
Yes.
You know, engaging host.
Let me tell you about this knife.
Yeah.
This knife here is made out of stainless steel. You can't chip this. You can't break this. This is the last knife you will ever have to own. And back in the day, Tom George, our traffic guy, RIP, legendary broadcaster here in Rochester, used to love QVC. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time we had it on just in the background and I hear that voice. And he had a very distinguished, you know, you could recognize that voice in a second. And he used to call in and buy stuff all the time. And he loved being on QVC.
So he...
Isn't that wild? The guy talked on the radio for a living and he loved being on QVC.
That is a riot. He wanted to hear his call on QVC while he bought stuff.
Yes.
I believe he gave me a Christmas gift bought from QVC.
Wouldn't surprise me.
You know, he loved that. And when people, they were fans of it, they watched it all the time. It was like having a catalog back in the day. Like my grandmother would have catalogs and she would look through them several times and she'd mark all the pages. And I think that's kind of nostalgic, like QVC is nostalgic in that. Like you had to wait for the next thing to come around on sale.
And I also think for a lot of folks who might be retired with a lot of time on their hands and they want the TV on just for noise.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, a way to keep the house alive and have some voices in the house, but it just, things have changed so much since QVC started that everything is on demand. And I don't know if you spend a lot of time on TikTok. I spend way too much time on TikTok. Half of TikTok has become like QVC.
Right.
Oh, we got a flash sale on these electric bikes. And, you know, it's.
Well, the morning shows have become QVC. Like you watch Good Morning America or the Today Show, they all have segments, steals and deals or whatever they call. And then you watch like Jennifer Hudson and she's got this segment. Let's look at all these great products at a great price. Yeah. So basically everybody has become QVC and now QVC is going to be no more. Do they know that for sure or they just know it's on its way out?
In light of discussions and negotiations with the company's leaders and ongoing negotiations, blah, blah, blah. At this time, additional time would be required to basically they can't pay their bills.
We broke.
Yeah. Substantial credit risk, real possibility of default. Those were all words that were used in the report. So it's kind of sad. It's the end of an era. And I'm sure there's people, boy, at one point there was like six different networks that were doing the same exact thing.
Yeah.
And they're still out there. But when it's everything is on demand and you can have it at your front porch tomorrow, R.I.P. QVC. I think I'm checking out of the Masters. I don't think I'm cool enough to be there.
Well,
I mean, it's already over, but
it's done. So
it's a Big Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I know that the players have very strict rules as to how they're dressed and how they behave on the course. But if you're going as a spectator, the list is huge.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it ended yesterday. Yeah. Rory McIlroy won his second straight Masters.
Congratulations.
I was
married to an Irondequoit lady, I believe.
Golf clap. By the way, that's the only kind of cheering that's allowed. You can't heckle. You can't yell. There's no electronics allowed. Any use of profanity is a direct violation of any etiquette, and you will immediately be removed from any event. The golf clap or a slight whistle after a good shot is the only appropriate way to celebrate. By the way, it's also like, you can't bring flags, banners, signs.
That I wish they would implement that at concerts.
Really?
I have been stuck behind so many people with giant signs. Oh, what makes them think that's okay?
You're so grouchy.
To hold a sign. You
because
can't see.
Because they want to get their favorite artist. Like,
they don't care about you.
Yes, they do.
They don't care.
I always tell people make a sign.
No.
There's a dress code at the Masters. You can't wear a baseball cap backwards. These are considered rude, by the way.
Yes.
So you'll just be shunned by the golf society. You won't necessarily be kicked out for not having your baseball cap on the right way. You're not allowed to go barefoot, well, which I don't know why you would.
I got to touch grass, TJ. So the other stuff, and these must not be hard and fast rules that get you kicked out, but I mean, obviously pants are required. Collared shirts.
Yeah.
Loud prints, bright colors are frowned upon. No shorts.
Yes.
And your shirts must be tucked in. Now, I'm looking at a picture of probably 200 people right now from the Masters from last year, and half of them are in shorts. Nobody has a shirt tucked in. There's one or two guys with their hats on backwards.
I believe if you purchase tickets, though, to this thing, or if you get tickets, you're...
It's like winning the lottery.
You're getting, like, this etiquette. You're told to do these things, whether people choose to listen. But get this. Cell phones and cameras are totally prohibited. And I have never been to this tournament, but there is this courtesy telephones on the course.
This is wild.
And they look like old school payphones. And seeing these guys dialing out on these old school payphones because you can't bring your cell phone out on the course is crazy. But yeah, they say, hey, selfie sticks, cell phones, strictly prohibited.
If you had to make a phone call, you're at the Masters and you're like, oh, did I leave the stove on? I'll call home. I don't know what you're going to call home for.
Yeah.
So you obviously, there's no home phone, right?
No, it's Curtis.
You know Steve's phone number off the top of your head?
He is the only person I know to call. And that's just because, like, we have shopper clubs cards and stuff under each other's phone numbers.
Yeah.
Like, that's for the only reason it's under you know mine, his number. For Wegmans, it's under him. That's the only reason I know. Is
you had to
I
call
to
your daughter
in
Boston? You have no idea what her phone number is. Same with me.
Isn't
my
that
kids.
Terrible?
It's favorite number 3. Just hold it down. It'll call my kid. There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the number, favorite 3. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another rousing edition of Does TJ Love Her Dogs? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ!
What?
Would you for...
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Go a vacation if it helped your dog live another year?
Yes.
Okay, every year? No more vacations.
No more vacations. All right. I get my dog for another year.
TJ, would you forego getting a brand new car when the one that you have breaks down?
If so, how am I going to get to work?
Well, you'd have to buy a used junker.
Well, so, I drive a used junker.
Okay, so that's an easy
so
one
So I'd
for
have
you.
To fix up the used junker I already own. Because I got to get my dog for another year. Yeah.
You willing to forego buying new clothing for the year?
Yes.
All right. Well, you do love your dog then.
I do love my dog. Plus, I'm used to not doing any of those things anyways.
So I picked the wrong example.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, no, I could never live without my vacations.
So I'm asking you these questions because there is apparently a pill on the horizon. It's being developed that will extend the life of the average dog by about a year, which doesn't sound like a whole lot. But if your dog's lifespan is 7 to 10 years, that's a big deal.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you love your dog as much as you love your dogs, how much would you be willing to give up on a monthly basis? The one thing they haven't said about this pill is how much it would cost.
And, you know, the sad part is I wouldn't even ask.
You would just do it.
Figure it out. I would find a way to get the money.
Dogs are expensive.
They
like
are
everybody,
very
when they
expensive.
Get the puppy, is like, it's no big deal.
No, it's whether you, I mean, it does not matter. The average American household, a single cat or dog now commands about an annual budget of like $4,200. So that covers your standard kibble, your grooming, your routine wellness. The long-term financial commitment Say your pet lives 12 years. Baseline cost of ownership now clears $50,000. To put that into perspective, a puppy brought home today represents a future down payment on a home or a four-year in-state college tuition.
My kid's going to college. We're running the math. That's a big chunk of it. It's, right there.
I'm not, I mean, this isn't even, this is assuming they don't swallow any socks, the no oncology
referrals. Nothing crazy happens.
None of that.
Right.
$50,000.
That's crazy.
And I'm wondering why we're always broke, but I keep getting dogs. So well, now it all makes sense.
You obviously, they fill up a place in your heart, so it's worth the money.
But inflation has really hit.
Yeah.
Like, has really, it's outpaced inflation.
But if you had to go back in time, you wouldn't have given up getting the dog.
Oh, gosh, no.
Knowing what you know now about how expensive?
No, I would have probably found out about this pill if I could have had my Noelle one more year.
Right.
And paid a ton of money, no matter what they wanted.
It's your country music news with the B Morning Coffee Club on 92.5 WBEE.
Pop quiz, TJ. Who is the most beloved public figure in country music according to this survey?
Oh, geez.
Think of all the country artists you can name. Who is the most popular that most people love?
Blake Shelton.
Good guess. He was not on the list. Oh. Dolly Parton.
Oh, well, yes, of course.
In fact, Dolly Parton topped the list of literally everybody on the survey.
Yeah, I get that.
Politicians, movie stars, everybody loves Dolly Parton. The only other artist that made it on the list was Taylor Swift. Now, you don't even have to know what these scores mean. Dolly Parton had a score of 65. Taylor had a score of 3.
Oh.
So that's how far apart
wow.
those two names are. But isn't that crazy?
That is. But it's not surprising.
No, not at all. Dolly has done so much with not only the music, but giving back to the community with reading programs and pretty much built half of Vanderbilt with a new wing going down there. So we all love Dolly. Ella Langley just dropped a brand new album, and there's an intro on there, and it's very sweet, the story behind it. This explains a little bit of it. I'm just going to play you a little snippet here.
Apples on the table, peaches on the shelf. Oh, yeah. Apples on the table, peaches on the shelf. Apples on the table, peaches on the shelf. You want any more than you sing it yourself.
So it segues in a little video that she put out to her grandfather playing that song. It looks like in the family kitchen, mm-hmm. and she's got to be 2 years old dancing, singing along with grandpa. And that's the song that he used to sing to her. I got goosebumps just thinking
isn't
about
it,
that.
What is it? Froggy Came A-Courtin'?
I'm not
that's
even sure.
That's the name of it. Froggy Came A-Courtin'. And I don't know. I know I was raised in Missouri, but I don't know why I know the lyrics to that song.
That's wild.
And it was nuts when I saw that on social media. I was like, why do I know the words to this song?
Did grandpa sit in the kitchen with you and sing to you?
No.
Right.
No.
Casey,
I don't know where I learned it from.
Casey Musgraves. She posted on social media over the weekend that she spotted some UFOs. She was flying from Austin to Nashville. She claims that three orbs flying about 50,000 feet up in the sky. She saw it. Her manager saw it. She grabbed her phone and started recording it. She says after leaving Texas, Casey said she first noticed the three objects while flying over Little Rock, Arkansas. The orbs followed her plane all the way back to Nashville. For 45 minutes, she watched them. And it was three lights in a triangular formation. They were kind of moving a little bit, but they remained in a triangle.
What do you think it is there, spaceman?
First of all, I don't know how she would know that they were at 50,000 feet. And second of all, and I mean this with all due respect, Casey Musgraves has been very open about taking mushrooms.
Oh!
So perhaps, you know, that may have played into it.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.